Yes, sir.
I said the church.
That's right.
The body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
One you can't join.
Amen.
One you got to be baptized into.
That's right. Yes, sir.
By the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Let me try it again. Let the church say.
Amen.
Now, you're not the church. You just sit there and be quiet.
All right.
Well, I'm talking about the redeemed of the Lord.
Yeah. Right.
The book says if you redeem, you'll show some sign by citizen.
Yes, sir. Right.
I don't see how y'all can come to church every Sunday morning.
Come on, watch out, sir.
And never open your mind.
Yeah.
Come on. Must not be redeemed.
Yeah.
Some is saying let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know the Lord has delivered you from the hand of the enemy.
Come on.
No preacher should have to ask you to say amen.
That's right. Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
Or motivates you.
Yes.
Amen. To say amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So this is my pastor.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm still waiting on my meal.
That's all.
And since I've been coming here, I've been promised a meal. I've been starving. He's still my pastor friend. To my fellow brothers in the gospel.
Yes.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
Amen. To the officers and members of New St. Matthew. To his choir, the saints of Jesus.
Amen.
To all men, usher, women sitting down.
Amen.
I kept myself up in the bracket, all men, usher, tonight. To the usher ministry, and to all you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and sinner friends, if there be any, we are blessed to be alive.
Yes, ma'am.
How many know life is a blessing from the Lord?
Amen.
Thank God
we're
blessed with life. But I thank God for the blessing of spiritual life.
Yes, God.
Yes.
Without spiritual life, you're just merely existing and you're not living.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. If you do not have spiritual life, and you only have physical life, you're just merely existing and not living.
Yeah.
I understand why so many people are miserable in life.
Hmm.
They are merely just existing.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
But they are not really living.
Amen.
Listen to what Jesus said. The thief come for. To steal, kill, and destroy.
Right.
But I'm coming that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
You're right.
Y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir. Come on.
I don't care what you have in your hands tonight.
Say it.
If you don't have Jesus in your heart,
come on.
You just merely existing
and
not living.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're right.
Amen. Brother Pastor, I used to wonder about folks coming to church acting so dead. I found out they weren't acting. They are dead.
All preachers. All right, sir.
Yes, sir.
Don't care how much education you have.
Yes, sir.
Don't care how much money you have.
Yeah.
All right.
If you ain't got no Holy Spirit, you merely just.
Yes, sir.
Now, New St. Matthew, I'm excited. The Lord has kept y'all together 92 years.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I've been sitting here. I've been with y'all, and y'all haven't been showing no outward excitement.
Yes.
If you excited on the inside, y'all are show it on the outside.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. New St. Matthew, you can't pat yourself on the back.
You're right.
You have not kept yourself together.
Yes, sir.
If anybody kept you, it's been the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes,
amen.
So we come to celebrate. The Lord has kept you together another year.
Yes, yes, sir.
Bless you, God.
And I know y'all don't give your pastor flowers. Y'all give pastors flowers when they dead and gone. Mm. I'm gonna give it to him while he's alive.
Right.
Every time I come here, I see some improvement.
Amen.
To the church. Amen. Now, my TV, y'all saw that electronic sign out there for the Amen. We thank God for the improvement that's being done on this church house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes.
I hold if you live in a fabulous mansion,
come on, sir.
You ought to make the church house look good.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yes. Right. Tonight, I want to call to your attention 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter.
Yes.
Just want to look at one verse. The 8th verse. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Divine love never fails.
Never fail.
Under no condition.
Yes, sir.
No circumstance. But will there be prophecies? They shall fail. Will there be tongues? They shall cease. Will there be knowledge? It shall vanish away.
My.
I want to talk about a love that will never let you down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good. Yes, sir.
I want to talk about a love that will never let you down.
Yes, sir.
Repeat the subject after me. A love,
a love
that will never let you down.
Let you down.
It's not from earth. It's not a man.
Yes, sir.
It is of God.
Of God.
I'm glad I can brag about that love.
Yes, sir. Yes.
A love that will never let you down.
Amen.
Do wrong, it won't let you down.
Amen.
Do right.
That's
right. It won't let you down.
Amen.
Brother Pastor, that's the only thing that keeps me going.
All right.
In the local church.
Is
I'm being loved by the greatest lover in the world.
Right.
And that is God.
Himself. Yes, sir. Right.
So I just want to take my time to dissect this verse and put it back together. First of all, prophecies shall fail.
Amen.
My God.
The gift of prophecy, which is more foretelling and foretelling. I'll break it down to you all, the gift of preaching.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It's just temporary.
Amen.
Are we listening tonight?
We are.
Yes.
Yes. Paul said, I can have the gift of prophecy and may not have the grace of love. And when you're preaching and don't have love in your heart, you're just making noise.
You're right.
I'm not helping you tonight.
You're right. You're right, sir.
Check it out for yourself. The second verse, 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not divine love, guess what the Bible says?
Yes, sir.
I am a big zero.
Yes, right.
Amen.
You're right, sir.
And people get offended by that word, nothing.
Yeah.
You could be somebody in the eyesight of man, but you are nothing in the eyesight of God.
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I said, prophecy shall fail.
It will.
Amen. Preaching just don't last for time.
Yes, sir.
T-I-M-E.
Amen.
But guess what? It ain't going to be no preaching in eternity.
Amen.
The only thing going on in heaven is worship.
Yes. Amen.
Worshiping God that sits on the throne and the Lamb who sits on his right side.
Yes, sir.
Second of all, looking at our text verse, it tells us another gift. Tongues. They shall cease.
Amen.
Now I wish that you would read your Bibles concerning the gift of tongues.
Yes.
Especially this 14th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Y'all going to sleep on me tonight?
No, sir.
No.
Well, I'm going to wake you up by telling you the gift of tongues is out of order in the local church when there is no interpreter.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's a fad that's going on.
Amen.
I need to let you know that that gift of tongues was just temporary. It was given to the church during its infancy stage.
All right.
But now, since the church has grown mature, amen, that gift is no longer needed.
Amen.
Well, preacher, help me about this gift of tongues. Well, go to 1 Corinthians 14:22, and I'm going to help you. It is written in 1 Corinthians 14:22, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe.
Amen.
See, you ought to know what you believe and why you believe.
That's right.
I believe that the gift of tongues, amen, was given during a certain stage of the church.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Before the Bible was completed,
amen,
God gave this gift to certain people. But now, since the Bible has been fulfilled, the gifts of tongues are no longer needed.
My.
Well, let me wake y'all up in here since y'all playing possum on me. I have enough problem trying to speak in American tongues.
All right, sir.
Come on, preacher. You break out in the local church speaking in other tongues. I'm wondering what you will say.
Amen.
So I'm emphasizing tonight, so don't take my word for it. You search the scripture for yourself. The gift of prophecy and the gift of tongues, they were just temporary gifts. Are we listening?
Yes, sir.
And then we come to another gift. It's the gift of human knowledge. Now, I could stay there for the rest of the night, but I need to tell you, human knowledge shall vanish away. And you don't have to get old for human knowledge to vanish away.
Come on, ma'am.
No, sir.
God
can't allow things to happen to your mind and happen to your heart until you can retain the knowledge that you used to
retain. You're right, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
And so I'm disturbed about people lifted up in pride about what they know. But I've come by to tell you tonight that all of our knowledge is partial. All of our knowledge is fragmentary.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the pastor, I tell the church, I preach partial sermon. Amen.
Yes.
Never preach full sermon.
Yes.
Because every time I sit down, the Holy Spirit bring to my memory something else I could have said.
Yes, sir. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right.
But I want to let you know, I don't care how many degrees you have behind your name.
Yeah.
All of us just know in part.
Yeah.
I wish I had some help.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah. You just specialize in that field of knowledge that you study.
Yes, sir.
But you don't know it all.
Yes, right.
Amen. Too many people think they know it all.
Yeah.
You only know what you study.
Yeah.
All right.
Even though you got physical knowledge, it does not mean that you have spiritual knowledge.
Come on, preacher, right.
I'm finding out the more that I pastor, the people don't have spiritual knowledge. You get human knowledge from me.
Yes.
But you get spiritual knowledge from the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
I wish I had some help. It's a one-sided education when you got a full head but an empty heart. Full heart when you just got a full head.
Yeah.
Human knowledge, but don't have nothing in their heart.
Yeah, Leonard.
When you got spiritual knowledge, you don't have to sing like the world.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling.
Yeah.
But when you got spiritual knowledge, you're going to say, for we know that all things work together for good.
Good.
To them that love God.
Yeah.
Those that are called according to His purpose.
Yeah.
Now, notice what I said.
Yes, sir.
I didn't say everything feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I said, for we know that all things work together for good.
Yeah.
Can I have somebody tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. See, life is just like lemonade.
Yeah.
All right. And it takes both bitter and sweet to make lemonade.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna talk to me tonight?
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why I don't like fountain lemonade.
Yeah.
I ask them when I go to a restaurant, do you have fresh?
Yeah.
I'm used to fresh lemonade.
Yeah.
You get the lemons and roll. And you cut the lemons. Then you squeeze the lemon. Then you add the water. Then you add the sugar.
Yeah.
And then you stir it up.
Together.
That's how life is.
Yeah.
God take the sweet.
Yeah.
God take the good.
Yeah.
And He stands it up for our good.
Yeah.
So we have a testimony, for we know.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't got no good. But we know that all things work together.
Yeah, Leonard.
For good.
Yeah.
To them that love God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't you brag on your human knowledge.
Yes, sir.
You can wake up tomorrow morning and don't know the difference between your right hand and your left hand. You better learn how to put your trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, y'all, open your Bible. Come on, I want y'all to read it for yourself. I'm ready to do this, but I want y'all to see it for yourself.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 13 chapter.
Yes.
The 9th and 10th verse.
Uh-huh.
For we know in part, and Paul didn't leave himself out.
Yes, sir.
He was the greatest Christian teacher.
Uh-huh.
Greatest Christian preacher.
Yes.
Greatest Christian apostle.
Yes.
But he said, for we know.
We know.
What in part.
Yes.
And we prophesy
in part.
In part.
Amen.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that was in part shall be done away. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, don't brag about what you know.
Yeah.
Brag about who you know.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I brag about who I know?
Come on,
for I know.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
I don't guess.
Yeah.
I know.
No.
In whom I have believed.
Yeah.
I'm persuaded.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Yeah.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
That he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him.
Yeah.
Unto that perfect
day. Yes,
yeah. I wish I had some witnesses in here.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these men over here. They only not yet.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you what I'm talking about the Lord. We come to celebrate.
Yeah.
And the hymn writer said, come we.
Come here.
That love the Lord.
Yeah.
Let your joy be known.
Yeah.
Come in a song of sweeter call. And thus surround the throne.
Yeah.
Let those
who
want to sit here and act cheap.
Yeah.
Let those
refuse
to sing.
Yeah.
Who never knew our God. But you. You must be a church member, but children of the heavenly King may speak their joy
abroad.
I'm glad I can ride on who I know, not what I know. What I know will pass away, but who I know will never pass away. Do I have a witness? I'm glad I know it for myself. Ain't got to tell you what mama said. Ain't got to tell you what daddy said. Ain't got to tell you what grandmama said. Ain't got to tell you what grandfather said. But I know.
I know.
That my Redeemer lives. And that he shall stand at the latter day. And on a skin worm. Destroy his old God.
Yeah,
in my flesh.
Yeah.
I'm going to see God.
Yeah.
I'm going to see him. Now y'all been taking good notes.
Yeah.
I ain't seen them deacons take a pen. And they got notes. Yeah. On the back.
Yeah.
All right. My first point was prophecies.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Shall fail.
Yeah.
Amen. My second point was tongues. They shall speak. And my third point was knowledge. They shall vanish away. Now I'm coming to my last point.
Yes, sir.
Divine love.
Divine love.
Never fail.
Never fail.
Anything human has a limit. But anything divine, without a limit, divine love, never fade. It would never fade out. It would never become obsolete. It would
never
come to an end.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I had some help. I'm talking about divine love.
Divine.
I ain't talking about no human love.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Human love wanna tell you, meet me halfway.
Yeah. All right.
Talk to me somebody.
You're right. Yes, sir.
But divine love goes all the way. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about God's love.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna close out on the last verse.
All right.
In this chapter.
Yes.
And now abide. Faith, hope, divine love.
Yes.
But the greatest of these is divine love. Brother Pastor, I don't take people for granted anymore.
Right.
They come to church looking good on the outside.
Yeah.
But you never know what's going on on the inside. Amen. You never know who's sitting out there looking to you. Who have suicidal thoughts. So you got to always point them to the Word of God.
Yeah.
No matter how rough it gets in your life.
Yes.
No matter how tough it gets. Just hold on.
Hold on.
To your faith in God.
Yes.
Hold on.
Hold on.
To your hope in Christ.
Yes.
And hold on.
Hold on.
To the love of God.
Yes.
That's in your heart.
Yes.
I'm talking about a love.
Yes.
That will never.
Yes.
Let you down.
Yeah.
I have time to talk about it.
Yes, sir.
I'm just talking about God's love.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
God's love is just like Himself.
Yes.
God is immutable.
Yes.
Amen. And His love is immutable.
Yes.
You ought to praise God right there.
Amen.
Because our love is so fickle.
Yes.
Amen. It's subject to change.
Oh, yes.
At any time.
Any time.
Won't even give you a warning, it's going to change. But I thank God.
Thank God.
God's love.
Yes.
Never,
never
change.
Yes.
Listen to me, Brother Aston.
Yes, sir.
I don't like people to tell me I love you as long as you do right.
Yeah.
I don't like people tell me that. Because sometimes I'm going to do wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, look at me, deacon.
Yeah.
It ain't no perfect pastor. It ain't no perfect deacons. It ain't no perfect officer. It ain't no perfect members. All of us is subject to do wrong.
Yeah.
But thank God.
Yeah.
He loves.
Yeah.
Even when I do wrong.
Yeah.
What's the evidence?
Yeah.
He said, as many as I love.
Yeah.
I will rebuke and I will
chasten.
Anybody know the Lord will rebuke you? Anybody know the Lord will chasten you? That's why you ain't got you to try to whip nobody. Just leave them in the hands of the Lord. And the Lord knows when, where, and how to chasten those that belong to Him. Do I have a witness? I'm just talking about the love of God. Listen, that don't blow my mind. The love of God. Well, I'm gonna close out with the last two verses. Well, they chapter a room. And I'm gonna take my seat. Because I want y'all to know, for I am persuaded. I'm convinced. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. That neither principalities nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Didn't take his life. stayed there.
Yeah.
All night.
All night.
Friday night.
Yeah.
Stayed there. Save my life. One.